The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
In the quiet town of Delphi, Indiana, life changed forever on February 13th, 2017. That day, two young girls, Liberty Libby German, 14, and Abigail Abby Williams, 13, went out for a hike along the Delphi Historic Trails. The centerpiece of their walk was the Monongahela Bridge, an old railroad bridge that had become a popular destination for locals. But what should have been an ordinary afternoon turned into a nightmare, one that would baffle investigators, haunt the community, and captivate the nation for years. The next day, February 14, 2017, the bodies of Libby and Abby were discovered about a quarter of a mile from the bridge. Their deaths were ruled a double homicide, and the details surrounding their final moments remained shrouded in mystery. Investigators kept key information private to protect the integrity of the case, including the exact cause of death and how the girls were killed. However, a chilling piece of evidence was released to the public, a short video clip from Libby's phone that captured a man's voice saying, "Guys, down the hill." This voice recording, along with a grainy image of the man believed to be the killer walking toward the girls on the bridge, became central to the investigation. Despite these leads, law enforcement struggled to identify the man, and the case remained unsolved for years. The small community of Delphi was left in fear and anguish as the killer remained at large, and tips from across the country poured in, offering little concrete progress. Fast forward to October 2022, when a stunning development occurred. Richard Allen, a local Delphi resident who worked at CVS, was arrested and charged with two counts of murder in connection with the deaths of Libby and Abby. Allen, who had lived in Delphi for years, was a familiar face in the community, making his arrest all the more shocking. But what led to this arrest, and how did the case take such a long and winding path? One of the pivotal pieces of evidence linking Allen to the crime was a .40 caliber unspent bullet found near the girls' bodies. Ballistics testing allegedly showed that the bullet had been cycled through a gun owned by Allen. This connection, along with Allen's own admission that he was on the Monongahela Bridge the day the girls were murdered, formed the backbone of the case against him. During interviews with law enforcement, Allen claimed that while he had been on the bridge that day, he did not see the girls, a statement that has left many wondering whether there's more to the story. However, Richard Allen isn't the only person who has garnered attention in this case. There's another name that has surfaced repeatedly, Keegan Klein. While Klein has never been charged in connection with the Delphi murders, his involvement with one of the victims, Liberty German, and his disturbing history of online predatory behavior have made him a central figure in the investigation, and his upcoming appearance as a witness in Allen's trial could potentially change the course of the case. Keegan Klein, now a convicted child predator, operated a fake social media account under the username Anthony Shots. Using this account, Klein posed as a young, attractive male model to lure underage girls into sending him sexually explicit images. Klein's victims had no idea that behind the screen was a 27-year-old man living in Peru, Indiana. Instead, they believed they were talking to someone their own age, someone trustworthy. Klein's ability to deceive these young girls with a carefully crafted online persona would eventually lead to his downfall. In the months and years following the murders, investigators uncovered that Klein had been in communication with Libby German through the Anthony Schatz account in the days leading up to her death. This revelation caused many to wonder, could Klein have been involved in the murders? Was this just an unfortunate coincidence? Or did Klein's interactions with Libby play a more sinister role in the crime? What's particularly disturbing is that Klein allegedly discussed meeting Libby on the day of the murders. According to police interviews, Klein told another juvenile that he had plans to meet Libby at the Monon High Bridge on February 13, 2017, but she never showed. When confronted with this information during an interview with Indiana State Police in 2020, Klein denied making any plans to meet Libby. Instead, he claimed that he didn't remember the details of their conversations. Yet, investigators pointed to messages that indicated otherwise, leading to more questions about what Klein knew. But Klein's connection to the case doesn't stop there. In the days following the discovery of the girls' bodies, Klein conducted a series of suspicious internet searches. His search history revealed that he had looked up news articles about the Delphi murders, as well as inquiries like, how long does DNA last? And other searches related to infamous murder cases, including JonBenet Ramsey and O.J. Simpson. When questioned about these searches, Klein brushed them off, claiming that his curiosity stemmed from paranoia over his illegal activities coming to light, not from any direct involvement in the murders. Although Klein has consistently denied any role in the killings of Libby and Abby, his behavior after the murders, coupled with his online interactions with Libby, has left many wondering if law enforcement missed a key piece of the puzzle. Klein's home was searched less than 2 weeks after the murders, and investigators seized multiple electronic devices, finding child pornography and evidence of his online exploitation of minors. However, despite his communication with Libby, Klein was not charged in connection with the murders and was instead prosecuted for the crimes related to his child exploitation activities. In 2023, Klein was sentenced to 43 years in prison after pleading guilty to 25 felony charges. Yet, the question remains, why wasn't Klein's potential involvement in the Delphi case fully investigated earlier? Was there something in the timeline of events that prevented law enforcement from digging deeper into his interactions with Libby? These questions have resurfaced as the trial for Richard Allen draws closer, with Klein set to take the stand as a witness for the defense. The defense's strategy appears to be clear. By introducing Klein into the narrative, they hope to cast doubt on Allen's guilt and suggest that Klein, or someone connected to him, could have played a role in the murders. Klein's testimony could be pivotal. The defense may argue that Klein's interactions with Libby and his alleged plans to meet her on the day of the murders create enough reasonable doubt to shift the focus away from Allen. Could Klein, through his online manipulations, have lured Libby and Abby to the bridge that day, setting the stage for a crime he may not have committed himself? Or could someone else, possibly connected to Klein, have taken advantage of the situation? One of the more puzzling aspects of Klein's story is his claim that others had access to the Anthony Schatz account. In interviews with police, Klein stated that multiple people knew his password and could have used the account to communicate with Libby. He even suggested that his father, Tony Klein, may have been involved in some way, though Tony Klein has not been charged with any crimes related to the case. This claim further muddies the waters and raises questions about whether someone else could have orchestrated the events of that day using Klein's online persona. However, Richard Allen's defense team isn't simply relying on Klein's potential testimony to sway the jury. The defense has also raised concerns about the reliability of the ballistic evidence linking Allen to the crime scene. The unspent .40-caliber bullet found near the girls' bodies was cycled through a gun owned by Allen, but the defense has argued that this evidence is circumstantial and could be explained by other means. Could someone else have placed the bullet at the scene to frame Allen, or was Allen in possession of the gun that day but not responsible for the murders? While the prosecution's case against Allen centers on the bullet and his admission that he was near the Monon High Bridge on the day of the murders, the defense is banking on the possibility that someone else, perhaps Klein or another individual connected to him, played a more significant role. If the defense can create enough reasonable doubt, it could change the outcome of the trial. leaving the families of Libby and Abby searching for answers once again. As the trial approaches, the anticipation builds. The families of Libby and Abby, along with the entire Delphi community, have waited nearly 7 years for justice. For them, the upcoming trial represents a chance to finally find closure after years of uncertainty. But with Klein set to take the stand, the trial could take unexpected twists and turns, revealing new details that may complicate the narrative. There's no doubt that Klein's inclusion in the trial adds a layer of complexity to an already confusing case. On the one hand, Klein's online predatory behavior and his communication with Libby raise serious concerns about his role in the days leading up to the murders. On the other hand, Klein has not been charged in connection with the murders, and his shifting statements make it difficult to separate fact from fiction. In the end, the truth may be more complicated than anyone expects. As Klein takes the stand and the trial unfolds, new information could come to light, or the focus could shift back to Richard Allen, whose admission that he was at the scene of the crime remains a critical piece of the prosecution's case. Regardless of the outcome, one thing is certain. The Delphi murders and the events of that cold February day in 2017 will continue to haunt the community for years to come.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.